Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's our Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. Tua.
Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Our Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM.
Making fun of my dad tag shirt. Y'all know, if you're a parent.
I'm big on the dad tags.
Yeah, if you're a parent and you do a drive-by and there's some chicken nuggies, dad tags, baby.
The kids get so upset with you, too.
They're They get so mad.
You know. Don't bring a treat around here.
Here's the problem. My daughter eats ramen and sushi.
Workaround.
Yeah, sushi. That dad tags ain't, like, we ain't include sushi in our dad tags.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. Mike McDaniel is speaking to the media as the Miami Dolphins are going to get ready for practice.
Chicago. Hey, Twitch, YouTube, let me ask y'all a question. Every day we talk about Mike McDaniel and his ridiculous press conferences.
Yep.
But every day, y'all send up a flare saying, ooh, Mike's getting ready to talk. And then right after he talks, you chime in. Why did I watch that?
I don't know. It's just, we're just here. We want to be punished, I guess, with ums.
Leroy still doesn't know what sushi is. You're probably right.
You might be right
because I don't like it. So why would I care?
We have the helmet. The Dolphins released new uniforms for our viewers out here. They have the helmet. Jay Figgy, throw that up here.
I like it.
The helmet
I saw was the color of the circle.
So they're trying to claim this is navy blue?
That ain't no navy blue.
That's black, dude.
That's Negro.
But would you feel worse if it was blue? It wouldn't really...
No, I'm not saying it.
I'm just telling you
it doesn't look navy blue. People are trying to claim it's navy blue.
Why would they do blue?
And why would they? No, navy blue. Isn't navy blue what the Lions wear?
That's like a royal blue.
That's royal blue?
Yeah. Navy blue.
Who does navy blue?
Navy blue's like the Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys. Remember the Cowboys used to have the blue? They wear the blue jerseys every now and then.
Every now and then.
They only wear it when, they go to Washington.
The whole uniform looks good, though. I like
Lions
it. I like
wear the Honolulu blue.
Honolulu. Okay, I'm sorry.
I like the helmet. The helmet definitely brings it together. But that is, they look good. They look good.
I like it. I'm not like
The Chargers wear navy blue.
They were then powder.
Hey, that has to be the best throwbacks, right?
The Chargers powder blue.
Powder blue.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Who else can we do? Who got some awesome?
Because Patriots have navy blue. Giants.
When the Patriots put the little man on the side of the helmet.
Oh, Pat, the guy in the
talking about
points.
Pat.
Yeah.
Pat the Patriot.
Yeah, and when they wear the red jerseys, I like those throwbacks.
Broncos wear navy blue.
Broncos.
Giants are known for their navy blue.
Giants.
The Titans are known for their navy blue.
Yeah.
The Texans.
That's the OGs though.
The Texans have a navy blue, red, and white color scheme.
Yeah.
And the Bears also have a navy blue.
Who else have cool throwbacks, though? I'm trying to think.
Chargers have the best.
Chargers got the best throwbacks. Do you like the – Seattle is one of the teams that their new ones are better.
I like their new ones.
I like
when they went to the dark blue, light blue.
The highlighter.
And the highlighter, but just a little highlighter.
Not the
whole ass highlighter.
Yeah. I like the gray blue that they have sometimes that they wear.
That's the OGs.
The Seahawks?
Yeah, the OGs where they have the green, the light, the blue.
No. Like, it's a different – it was like a different color scheme that they had. It was –
It's the lighter blue. That's the OGs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they went – first they had the royal blue with the green and the – and then they went dark blue. So you're talking about Steve Largent days.
Oh, no. No, not Steve Largent days. They upgraded. They always upgrade in the Northwest.
Yeah.
Oregon and Washington, they're always doing color schemes. I think Phil Knight and Nike have something to do with that. But
yeah.
Nike loves making different jerseys.
They love different colors.
And then remember, who was it who did it with Maryland? Because the dude went to Maryland.
Yeah, Under Armour. Under Armour in Oregon. They've had
those
the battles.
Helmets.
Those are bad. Anyway, Chris Greer, he spoke to the media yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at what he was saying because it's all stuff that if you know about football and what was going on with this team, you knew they had to do something different.
Yep.
Like when you shoot your shot and it doesn't work, you got to be a man, understand it's not working, and take a different path.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that standpoint, we all knew this was coming. I think the downfall of this regime is going to be you putting your trust in the wrong guys. You see what I'm saying? Like, as great as Tyreek is, I ask you this and I ask Vlad this. Can you trust him?
Chris Greer?
No. Tyreek.
Oh, Tyreek.
You see what I'm saying? So while they made this move to do certain things to kind of, I won't say start over, but retool and change how you go about doing your business because buying it didn't work. The guy, one of the guys you hang on to, everybody has questions whether you can trust him.
Of course.
So, if that doesn't work out, is that going to be everybody's downfall? If Tyreek...
I think they're better set up for it. I think because it feels very much like they're almost preparing for the worst and hoping for the best. You know, right. I do feel like they've put a lot of investment in Malik Washington. I think that they believe in him. I mean, they're very clearly hoping that Waddle can take some kind of a jump this year.
Yeah,
as being the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Here was Chris Greer yesterday. This was him on spending and free agency being a little less this year, and it being a non-factor that there was any edict to do that.
He's never given us a directive on how to do it. You know, we meet with him, Brandon and I. Spend time with him and Tom Garfinkel and obviously Mike, and we talk through our plan. And every year is different. You know, we've had years here where it's been all draft focused for a couple years, and then at some point you have to reset. And when you go and you make aggressive moves like we had made for a few years, you have to reset again and start it over because it's just not sustainable the way the contracts are with players and what they're making now. So in terms of directive, no, it was just for us, it was just good business sense working through it and trying to find value. But we also had to get younger, you know, so we added younger players. And, you know, like a year ago, we were one of a couple teams with all the 1 year vet contracts and stuff. And so we're in a different spot now, adding the young players. So that's the direction we're going right now, and we've been very happy so far. No, Steve's never given us a direction.
There you go, us.
But here's one thing I would say about that. It's easy to like the direction when you ain't played no damn games yet.
Of course.
Okay. So let's just be clear. But from the standpoint of where the organization is, the one thing that I can take from all of this is that they're not being stubborn. Even with Mike McDaniel, he's not being stubborn with how he does things. Now, we'll see when we get to that first game plan and how he goes about running offense the first week or 2 weeks of the season when there's a little bit of a struggle.
Sure.
So that's a positive of it. I will say that one of the things that has hurt the organization is that if you're graded on your evaluating talent, which for the most part, that's what a GM is graded on, right? Everybody can go pay talent to bring it in. To go say, I'm going to give you whatever you want for Tyreek is not making a ballsy move. Tyreek's a great player, right? But when you look at all the guys that they brought in that they couldn't afford because they brought all these guys in who are no longer on the team, that to me is like...
It's a whiff.
It's a whiff. It's a whiff in that... Like, the part that you're good at, we would never know because those guys aren't on the team. The Robert Hunts, the Christian Wilkins, the even if you look at the Russian, Van Gingel.
Yep.
Right? Like, you couldn't afford, you put yourself in a situation where you couldn't afford $10 million for an above-average rusher.
Well, I think they just went star believing. Like, that's just.
But that's, again.
They went star believing.
Again, to the point where the main way we evaluate you is based on your talent evaluation, that gets lost because you went stargazing.
Yeah, it went lost. And I think, like, look, his, you know, there's been some whiffs on there, too. I mean, like, look, they can't get this Cam Smith on the field. He just got put on non-football injury right after a day. Everybody thought he was going to be on the 53-man roster. Here was Chris Greer on conversations that he's had with Stephen Ross going forward.
No, Steve's been tremendously supportive. Obviously, we tell him everything that's going on because you know, he's the boss. He's you know, like everyone, he's competitive. He wants to win, like we all do. And he knows a lot of things that goes on behind the scenes that people don't, which is great. And so he has a really good understanding from his business side, but also as from player and a human being side. So when we go through it and talk about it, he's like all of us. We want to win games. We want to win playoff games. We want to win Super Bowls. So none of us are happy that it hasn't happened. But also when we work through stuff, we're very clear on what our goals are and communicating with him with everything, and he communicates to us as well.
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure he told. I can't imagine he was happy with all those extensions that he gave out last year and nobody working out.
No, but let's think of it this way. Stephen Ross bought the team for a little over $1 billion. How much is it worth now?
I don't know.
5 or 6, right? So that softens the blow.
Yeah, but how much is he going to be around to enjoy that? He's 85 years old.
I think more importantly, he wanted to win. And
like he's had to go, like I get it and I'm not criticizing it, but he's almost had to go find his satisfaction in other sports because the football's been so bad under his ownership.
Right. Right.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, hey, listen, great. I'm glad Stephen Ross put a roof on there. I'm glad Stephen Ross made it a destination for big events. There's no doubt about it. That is, but you've almost had to, like, numb all of that. Like, go look at what Kansas City's owner is doing. He's F's in everything, but you know what he's got? All the Super Bowl wins.
Right.
And all of the satisfaction. Like, would right. Stephen Ross even have to do all of the stuff that he's done with this place if the football was just the football? Right. You know? Like, would it be necessary to bring F1? It's cool. Like, no one's denying it's cool stuff, but here, it's almost like you have to hide in non-football stuff because of how impossible it's been to win a meaningful football game.
But I would say this. I think the plan of all the other stuff was in motion when he bought the team. Because the
not
first
true. He was gonna build a water park.
Yeah, but wait, the first thing he did was put $500 million into the stadium.
Well, that was after he got shot down. Then he had
but he still put his own money
yeah, he
into
did it.
It.
I mean, it's benefited him
and
greatly.
Then look at the facility he's built.
Well, yeah. He's got to get money somehow.
I'm not see
but
I
those are his
I was
only
one,
win, but like
it, I was one of those people that said when fans were complaining about their seating arrangements or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Shut up. The man put $500 million of his own money to do the stadium like he wanted. He didn't get no assistance from anybody. Don't tell him what to do with the seating. Sorry. It'd be different if the you know, everybody gets these subsidies from the state and the local community. He didn't. He did it with his own money. So that's what you deal with. Sorry.
I don't really understand what the point of it, though, is.
They were complaining about, you remember how he had the special seating and all that stuff, and some people got
squeezed
out.
Oh, you're talking about, like, all the luxury boxes
that
they put in?
Yeah, some people got squeezed out and stuff like that.
No, but my bigger point is that, like, it's great that he's done all of that stuff, but you're 85 years old now. Like, you're talking about the value of the team. Like, what good is the value of the team? Like, he wasn't even going to keep the team within the family 2 years ago. It was going to go to Bruce Beal.
Right.
What good is the value of the team when you're 85? Like, does he going to give a rat's ass that it's worth $8 billion? If he does not get to a point where the team has any real success and you spent all of this money into it, it's cool. But, like, no one's really going to remember that legacy other than he owned the Dolphins and they've never won less under his ownership.
Is Stephen Ross Timu Jerry Jones?
You think he's Timu Jerry Jones?
I mean, the way you're describing it as a guy.
No, he's not as hands-on.
I understand. That's what I said. Timu.
He's not Timu Jerry Jones because Jerry Jones, like, there was at some point Stephen Ross changed because Stephen Ross did love the spotlight and did love answering questions.
Somebody got to him and say,
and he stopped doing that at some point. Like, so I do think that, like, there's been some change in behavior, but I think that in the way you could say it, Vlad, is Jerry Jones' biggest accomplishment over the last 20 years is building Jerry's world. There's no winning.
Right. Like, the reason why I'm saying that is if you look at Stephen Ross, some of his biggest accomplishments has been adding these
sporting events. Those are what his big accomplements are.
Right. So, and that's up the value of the team. The same way what Jerry did.
Right. But the one thing I would say with Jerry is, like, I get with Jerry because Jerry's kids have always kind of been in the business and they've always, so like, that's what, you know, so, like, I think there's an element, like, you're gonna be, the Jones family's gonna run Texas forever. Like,
right.
We just—it was just last year that he switched the ownership to his daughter. It was going to go to the old Mr. Tampering, you know, Mr. couldn't keep his mouth shut.
So question, and I'm just looking at the chat here. Hope the team gets sold after this bad ownership. So is it safe to say that it's been bad ownership since 1972?
Now they had good times in the 80s.
But again, they still didn't win. Like, here's what I would like from what I call a quality organization. You don't have to win the Super Bowl, but you have to be in the hunt consistently, because eventually you will win. Okay? So what a good franchise is to me is you might have one of those stinkers over years once every 20 years, right? You can't be what the Jets have been. You can't be what Detroit was before now,
mm-hmm.
right?
Damn,
you can't be what a lot of organizations have been, you know, Carolina has struggled. Jacksonville struggled.
All these teams with more playoff wins more recently than the
Dolphins. No, I know, but I'm just saying. So what I'm saying to you is, okay, so the Dolphins haven't had good ownership since 72?
It's not – I think with him, though, like, the ownership also entails, like, yes, you spend a lot of money. That's great. Like, you're not the Cincinnati Bengals. Congratulations. Like, you're not the Cincinnati Bengals, and you nobody
the
will
– The Bengals.
Yeah, nobody will call you out for that. But, you know, from the standpoint of, like, who do you pick to lead his team? It feels like he's always on this, like, he's been throughout his ownership on this stray of, like, does this guy leave me? Does this guy leave me? Does this guy leave me? I don't want to fire him. Like, and I know that there's been some bumps along the way of like, hey, he wanted to hire Jim Harbaugh, got cut and got caught and was embarrassed. We all know that it seems like after he fired Brian Flores, it seems like he wanted to hire Sean Payton and Tom Brady because he just wanted to win.
Right.
So I'm not saying that he hasn't taken some swings, but like only he gets caught. I don't know what to tell you, dude. Like, I don't know why it's always done in a matter where his team under his ownership has always felt under some kind of embarrassing label or scandal or whatever.
Right. You know, because somebody was talking about the Bills and go talk to them about their four Super Bowl appearances. But I would also say this. Like, the Bills are in the hunt every year. They're in the mix. And some are suggesting that if they don't get over the hump this year, they're going to go find a new coach.
They should.
They probably should.
Why?
It's been 8 years, bro.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
I'm sorry, Leroy.
So, Hold on. So what you're saying to me is this. If they had a different coach, they would have done better than they've done in the last 4 years.
If they had a different coach, they might have won eight.
You say might. Right. No. If you're going to fire somebody, you need to definitively know.
Can't stop Mahomes.
What do you mean? So what? So I got to go through this for another 10 years?
No, I'm not.
So then,
I'm sorry.
Vlad. No, not in this sports.
Success.
Not in sports.
Vlad.
In this sport,
Vlad.
In sports right now.
Vlad.
In sports right now, you have three Vlad. Years to win. If you have a good team or a quarterback, let's talk in the NFL. Let's
okay,
stay in the NFL.
Quarterback.
You have a quarterback. Right?
Right.
You have a quarterback. If mm-hmm. you get that quarterback within mm-hmm. the first 5 years of his career.
Right.
Right? Before you got to give him a bag.
Right.
You're trying to win. You put the team around him to win.
Right.
In those 5 years, you don't win, but you get close, and you lose to the same team over and
Wait
over
a
and
Vlad!
Over
Vlad!
And over again.
Vlad. This happens in sports all the time.
And guys get fired.
No.
Things change.
All right. Hey, John Gruden. Okay. Hey, Tony Dungy. Your ass got to the AFC Championship game all the time.
How many lifers are there in sports? Huh? Like Popovich.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not saying.
You
I'm
know,
not,
like Nick Saban.
I'm not saying lifer. I'm not saying that the guy should have the for life
for 8 years. But if I'm doing 8 years Vlad, and you've been
Vlad,
coming up short for 8 years,
Vlad,
I gotta let you go another ninth.
Vlad, there's certain teams that other teams can't get over the hump. And if you change
Leroy.
All the dynamics
Leroy.
Of that team,
Leroy.
You're still not getting over
Leroy.
That hump.
The Buccaneers couldn't get over the Eagles. They fired Tony Dungy's ass. John Gruden got there. Guess what they went next the following year?
Okay.
So it's happened. It's happened. I'm sorry. You get to the AFC Championship game three times.
This
you lose to the same
is...
guy, the same team.
So
what about
so everybody in the AFC should be firing their coach because they can't get over
if
Kansas
you get
City.
To the AFC title
Wait,
game three
Vlad,
times,
Vlad,
and you lose
Vlad,
to the same
Vlad,
guy.
Vlad,
unless you're Harbaugh and you've won a championship.
Vlad,
then that makes
Vlad.
You a lifer.
So what you're saying is everybody in the AFC should be looking for a new coach, one that could get over Kansas City.
Well, listen, we got our own problems.
So what does that mean that the Baltimore coach should be fired?
He's got a title.
He's got ring protection.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's look how long ago that was.
It's still ring protection.
Oh my goodness.
It's different. It's different.
And guess what?
And he won a ring with Flacco.
It was a different coach.
And guess what?
It was a different quarterback.
Yeah, that's right. That's even more impressive. The fact that he won with Flacco.
Oh, young Flacco.
Yeah. We got to take a break. We're back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.